Okay, this speaker claims that in 20 minutes, Robert is gonna build a event-driven application. Well, to be kind, I gave him 25 minutes. So start your countdown clocks.
Hello. So my name is Robert. And yes, I would like to show you today that we can build event-driven application in Go, and it can be as simple as building simple HTTP server. And I actually decided to put the bar a bit higher. I think that I can do it within 15 minutes. All right, at the beginning, a couple words about myself. So during the day, I work in a company named SlashID. So I work there as a principal engineer, and we are creating some identity and more onboarding solution that is a bit more frictionless than a solution available now on the market. And during the night, I'm blogging at 3dots.tech blog, where we are writing some blog posts that are covering how to create Go applications that are kind of business applications, but are also maintainable in the long term. I don't know, maybe some of you had a chance to read at least one article there. There are some people. Nice. Nice. Well, I will have something special for you later. You can find me on Twitter, GitHub, Mastodon. There's also my email if you would like to write to me and ask about something. But what's the most important for today, I'm also out of Watermill library and how everything started with Watermill, because I think that this is pretty important context. So a couple years ago, I worked in a company where we were creating product that, okay, we're not doing something super unusual, but the idea was that each user was able to add some content, and he should be able to, we were storing it to MySQL, plus we wanted to have some more advanced search, plus have ability to create feed for other users with some magic machine learning models that they were doing personalization. And usually if you're building such kind of system in synchronous way, there's one problem. So this part may be sometimes